Simon, it's a point. How would you assess it?
Well, it's a valuable point, but I think the dressing room is disappointed that we've not won the game, because I thought we've put on a real good performance today in many aspects. I think we defended well, limited them to very few opportunities, and looked very threatening when we're going forward. And we had some good opportunities, and probably the key one was when Doyle had the header just before half time. If you go 2-0 up, then gives you a great opportunity. You knew that they were happy, given that the reaction of the crowd at half-time. That's a testament to our players. So, as much as we're pleased we've got a point away from home against a very good, strong squad and a team that are looking to get back into the Premiership, it's obviously tinged with disappointment that we'd have not got 3 points, which I think we deserved.
Were you concerned that chance that you didn't take might come back and bite you on the backside?
Yeah, look, it's, in the Championship, it's very difficult at times to get many opportunities, and it was a good opportunity, but it was good play, good balling from Galley, and Joe headed it back across. From then on as well, we would look very threatening going forward. Yeah, they had a bit of possession, but I don't think Jordan's had too many saves to make. I thought we defended well with the shape of the team, and then we brought very quickly, and even like the last 10 minutes when you expect the home team to be coming at us, we were throwing bodies forward to try and get that winner, because a sense that we could get one, but unfortunately we just didn't quite get it when we mattered.
Your boys were terrific first half, weren't they?
They were, and you look, and then you've got to accept that the opposition are at home. They've got the Premiership players, spent a lot of money, they're going to have some part of the game, and when they did, we withstood a little bit of pressure. When you come up against somebody like Ross McCormack with a free kick 18, 19 yards out, that's why you pay 11 million for him, that he can go and do something like that. And that was a difference. I didn't really see them, that they were going to score against us, because defensively we were very strong. I could really only see us getting that second one. So that's why we're disappointed, but obviously pleased it's another point and a difficult place to come.
I guess just as pleasing is the way that you played in that first half, and also that you didn't buckle when they equalised, made it 1-1, as you mentioned. You went again, didn't you?
Yeah, look, we've got strong characters, and we've got determined characters who want to do really well for the club and make sure that, one, we're difficult to play against, but when we suffer a little bit of disappointment, we don't let it affect us, because, as you said, many clubs can come here against a team, I think the top scorers in the division might have crumbled and buckled, but we withstood a little bit of pressure, and then we took the game to them again, and we looked very threatening in the last 10-15 minutes again when we're going on the break. So unfortunately a couple of things didn't land for us when we really needed them to, but you can't be disappointed with a good performance, strong performance, and a point at Craven Cottage.
You're three in midfield. Gallagher's got plenty of experience, but the other two haven't that much. But you must be so pleased with how they're playing.
Oh, definitely. What DJ and Alan Brown will do, they'll give you youthful exuberance, but also they'll give you good quality as well, because they're good players. And they're playing against Parker and O'Hara today, who've played Premier League games, played at highest level, big clubs, and probably come out on top in that battle, I think. And I think it's testament to our team that Fulham at half time went and matched us up 3-5-2 and thought that that was the best way to get back into it. So that our players are always learning, because we're an experienced group to a certain degree, and we will make sure that every game that we're involved in, win, lose or draw, we take it on board and learn from it and go to the next game.
How's Stevie May?
Yeah, it looks like he's gonna have a bad knee injury, I think. He's gone into the box and Richard Stearman's come across and won the ball, and I think the follow-through has caught Stevie full on, and look, it's probably a little bit too early for the full extent, but the early indications are that it possibly could be a bad knee injury.
And having lost last week against Blackburn, it's a nice way to start a new run, isn't it, ahead of another derby against Burnley on Saturday?
Well, it is, and what you want to do is put on a good performance, because last week was a decent enough performance, but we suffered the defeat. Today, we're coming against a strong team. We wanted to respond, make sure we did the right things. We've had a good week on the training pitch, which we worked on with the things that we could hurt them today. We do the same this week against, and going to another game against Burnley, who are obviously a top team and looking for promotion as well.